So as we come into our practice this morning, let's just give ourselves a little check-in. Feel into how's the mood right now? And just notice. Let it inform your practice. Whether the mood is sad or cheerful, angry or peaceful, can we just let it be known, let it be here with kindness and care? And you may find it helpful to just as a way to take care of yourself, to bring a little bit of a smile to the corners of your eyes, the corners of your lips. Perhaps remembering these last few minutes of conversation, the fun sharing we engaged in, the pleasure of seeing one another again in the new year. And just breathe into that smile. And let your awareness scan through the body. And simply notice what's happening here. Welcoming whatever is showing with that spirit of the smile, the friendliness. Letting the out-breath give us a little encouragement to release any tension. Without forcing. Letting an anchor in the present moment reveal itself to you. Let it be a pleasant anchor. So noticing what's pleasant. Is it sounds? Is it the breath, the in-breath or the out-breath or both? Is it body sensations in a particular location, like the hands or the feet, through the torso. Just noticing what's pleasant, whether of body or sounds. And letting that pleasantness nourish us and encourage us to be present to it so that we don't miss it. holding the anchor in the embrace of the smile. As other experiences that are not of the anchor show themselves, smile towards them. Ah, yes, you too. A smile of welcome. Ah, that sound, that sensation, that thought, that emotion. Saying hello to it. Letting it join you and the anchor in the present moment. We anchor in the present moment with this pleasant anchor so that we can meet all of life. And so the thoughts and emotions and sensations and sounds that show up, they don't show up for no reason. They're arising out of conditions and causes, what we were just talking about. How your morning went, your night, state of your health, worries and concerns. Yes, of course, all these things are showing. And we can welcome and entertain them all. We welcome them without getting lost in them. Cultivating the capacity to hold as a gracious host. Remembering the guest house. We might not be able to meet them all laughing, but can we meet them all with a wee bit of a smile, inwardly and even outwardly. We smile too because we're glad to know what's actually happening in this mind, body, heart, rather than being oblivious. Continuing to connect with your anchor, a pleasant abiding. And if you can't find pleasant, see if you can link up with the neutral. And as you deepen attention, investigation, see what happens to the neutral experiences. Often the breath is neutral. Or the feet, or the underarms, or under the chin, funny little places in the body we often don't notice. What helps you to anchor in the present moment in a pleasant abiding? Can we deepen our attention into this pleasant abiding? Finding experiences, sensations, sounds. Finding things that are new, arising and passing. cultivating a pleasant abiding and noticing within this container how it is when the difficult shows. Is it possibly held a little more lightly, a little more kindly, perhaps even with a bit of humor? This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a sadness, a meanness. Some unexpected visitor comes. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who empty your house of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. And as we come into the last few moments of our practice, just noticing any benefits from practicing in this way. Benefits for yourself and body, mind, and heart. Benefits that you might pass on to others and instill a presence for being here together with one another. May we all be joyful. May we all be peaceful. May we all be content.